we are lost. That without God, we're simply wandering through life without any real purpose, without any real direction, just kind of taking a day at a time. We're like sheep without a shepherd, wandering around. Isaiah 53:6 says, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. Does this verse say some of us have gone astray? Is that what it says? What's it say? All of us. That's everybody. We've all gone astray. Each of us has turned away. Without exception, all people are lost. That's the condition that Jesus finds mankind. Lost. Now, we may not want to admit it, but we are. Jeremiah 50:6 says, my people have become lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. This is a metaphor throughout the scriptures that people are lost without Christ. When I was in high school, I belonged to a hiking club led by a very experienced hiker. And her name was Jean Thurman. She was part of a group called the Mazamas. Mazamas is this very respected mountain climbing group in Oregon. And so this lady, Jean, kind of organized us young people. That's a long time ago. We would do backpacks, hikes all over. She took us to the most wonderful places. And these were rugged hikes. One spring weekend, she organized a hike, an overnight backpack to Lost Lake in the foothills of Mount Hood. She allowed me to take the lead. I was one of the older kids, while she followed behind the slowest hikers for safety, making sure no one would get left behind. Unfortunately, as we ascended into the mountains, we began to encounter patches of snow on the ground. It hadn't quite melted off, and it was on the trail, and as you can guess, somehow we got off the trail, and we got lost. I led the group astray. Like that shepherd, I led them astray. We got lost trying to find Lost Lake. The folks in the back know where Lost Lake is. It's not easy to find by car, let alone by trail. We wandered for several hours until we were completely disoriented. It was starting to get dark, and we began to get scared. And finally, we came across an old logging road that descended. We knew not to go up, but to go down. And eventually, we got out to civilizations. We were picked up by a passing car. I tell you this story because it illustrates the condition of lost mankind. We take paths that seem logical. They seem right to us. Or we follow others who seem to know the way. Oh, he's got a good direction. Let's follow him or her. But sometimes we get off track. Somehow, somewhere, we get sidetracked. We miss the mark. We fall short. We go astray. And we find ourselves wandering in circles, disoriented and lost. And too often, we're too proud to admit it. So we just keep wandering, thinking, I'm going to keep marching hard, keep marching forward, but we're going nowhere. Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Let me ask you, have you admitted to God, have you admitted to yourself that you're lost without him? If so, I've got good news for you. Do you know why Jesus came to the world? Do you want to know why he tells us? He tells us in Luke 19:10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those who are lost. If you will admit you're lost, you've got a rescuer that's looking for you, searching for you, trying to draw you. That's why Jesus came to earth, to seek and save those who are lost. Jesus is seeking you if you'll admit you're lost. He wants to save you. He wants to rescue you. That's why Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way. Don't follow any other way. He didn't say, I'm going to show you the way. He didn't say that. He didn't say, here's a map. Follow this trail. He didn't say that. He says, I am the way. Follow me. Follow me. We don't know where he's going to lead, but we know he's going to lead to heaven eventually. Jesus is called the way. Do you know in the book of Acts, that was the name of the early church? 6 times, It talks about the Christians being followers of the way. That's just followers of Jesus. He is the way. Christians are followers of the way, followers of Jesus. Notice he didn't say, I am a way. Many people think that, well, Jesus is one way to get to God, one way to get to heaven. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Jesus said, I am the way. Look at the last part of that verse. No one comes to the Father but through me. No one comes to the Father but through me. Will anybody get to heaven without Jesus? No one comes to the Father but through me. He is the one way, the only way to God. He is the exclusive way to the Father. He's the one path. Peter said it this way in Acts 4. He said, there is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Will people be saved by some other name? No. By some other way? No. You say, oh, Pastor Mike, isn't that a bit narrow? Yes, it's narrow. Listen to what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the narrow way. He's the cure for lostness. He's the door through which you can be saved. So we've noticed the first one. Jesus is the way for lost mankind. Let's notice the second one. Jesus is the truth for deceived mankind. Jesus is the truth for deceived mankind. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So why did Jesus claim to be the truth? Because mankind is deceived. Mankind is blinded. How do I know that? The Bible, 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world, who is that, by the way? Satan, he's the God of this world, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the image of God. Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. He's blinded the eyes of those who do not know Christ. You know, he's the liar from the beginning. He's called the father of lies. In the same way he deceived Adam and Eve, he deceives us today. He tells us lies, lies about God, lies about life. He says stuff like, oh, God is unfair. He wants to deprive us of our pleasures. That's what he told Adam and Eve. Oh, God's just trying to keep you from discovering something. Eat this fruit, your eyes will be opened. What a lie. He says that we should be able to indulge in sin without any consequences. He says that we should live for the here and now and not worry about the eternity. He says we should live to please ourselves and not think about God. Those are all lies of Satan. The reality is that living that way only leads to shame and guilt. How did it do for Adam and Eve? Did they feel better after they'd sinned? They were guilty. They were shameful. They were hiding from God. This kind of self-indulgence only leads to greater slavery to sin. I can dabble in sin. Pretty soon, it's got a hold of you, and you become a slave to it. Here's the truth. You want the truth? It's funny, let's think of that movie. Can you handle the truth? Can you handle the truth? Here's the truth. We are created to worship and serve God. That's why we were created, not to follow Satan's lies. We were created to have fellowship with our Creator. Adam and Eve would have been a lot better listening to God instead of listening to Satan. True joy and lasting peace only come from a right relationship with God. Jesus said it this way. He said, I have come that you might have life and have life abundantly, John 10:10. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. Satan is the one who takes life. He's the thief. He's the murderer from the beginning. God is the one who gives life. Jesus is the only one that can bring true satisfaction, true joy, true abundant life. So why did Jesus call himself the truth? Because mankind is deceived and blinded by Satan. You know, the whole point of being deceived is we don't know it. If you know you're deceived, you're not deceived anymore, right? The reality is, the Bible says we have been deceived, we've been blinded. We think we're so smart. We think we're so intelligent, so wise, so clever. But in reality, we've been led astray. We've been deceived by Satan. He's pulled the wool over our eyes. We think we have truth, but we're believing lies. We think we have clarity, but we've got blind eyes. Mankind's condition is that we're gullible, easily deceived, and blinded. And that's why Jesus comes along and says, I am the truth. Follow me. I can lead you the right direction. He is the embodiment of truth. He is the truth of God in human form. He came to earth and gave us the truth of God. He alone can be trusted. So who are you going to believe? Mankind? You going to believe Satan, the deceiver, the father of lies? Or are you going to believe Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life? It's my prayer that God will open our eyes that we may see the truth, see Jesus. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If you want to be in bondage, continue on with your sin. If you want to be free, come to Jesus, the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So far, we've seen Jesus is the way for lost mankind. Secondly, we've noticed Jesus is the truth for deceived mankind. Thirdly, Jesus is the life for dead mankind. Why did Jesus call himself the life? Because he knew our condition and that we're dead, spiritually dead. We may be physically alive, but according to the Bible, we are spiritually dead. Listen to this verse out of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Ephesians 2, 1. And you were dead in your trespasses and sin. Paul is talking to this church. Says, your former condition, before you came to Christ, you were dead. You were lost. Death means separation. When we die, our spirit leaves our body. There's a separation that happens. The Bible talks about a second death too, separation from God forever. All of us are dead. We're dead in our trespasses and sins. We're separated from God. We're alienated from God. Listen to this chapter again, Ephesians 2, verse 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ. Amen is right. We were dead, but he makes us alive. Only Jesus can do that. Nobody else can resurrect you. No one else can give you life. That's the miracle of salvation, as we move from death and separation from God to a relationship with God and life. That is the condition of all men before they meet Christ. They are dead. The evangelist Billy Sunday, he was kind of like Billy Graham, but before Billy Graham. He would do these sermons. He was a baseball player. He was already famous when he became a Christian, and people swarmed in to see Billy Sunday preach. He wrote a letter to a city. He was going to be doing some evangelistic meetings in this city. He says, please send me a list of individuals who have spiritual problems so my team can begin praying for them. The mayor of that city sent him back a phone directory. Who doesn't have spiritual problems in my city? Who doesn't? All men have spiritual problems. All men are lost without Jesus. All men are blinded without Jesus. All men are dead. All men are terminal, spiritually terminal without Christ. So what's the cure? What's the remedy? Christ the cure. Life is short, death is sure, sin the curse. Christ the cure. Jesus said, I am the life. I can give life to the dead. Jesus is the giver of abundant life now and eternal life forever. Listen to this fantastic verse out of 1 John 5, verse 11 and 12. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life. Oh, that's nice. Notice the next sentence. And this life is in his Son. If you want eternal life, it's in Jesus, in Jesus alone. He who has the Son has life. Ooh, look at this next phrase. And he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's exactly what Jesus said. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have eternal life. You don't have heaven. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. That's why Jesus said, I am the life. I want to end my message today the same way I began it, considering our three choices when we have physical disease. We can ignore the doctor and refuse the remedy. We can decide to treat ourselves. Or we can believe the doctor's diagnosis, take his remedy, and get well. Today I've shared with you the spiritual condition of every person. We are lost, we are deceived, we are dead. We are lost, we are deceived, we are dead without Christ. And we have three ways of responding. We can, some here will ignore God's diagnosis and refuse his remedy. They'll say, well, that's okay for you, but I'm not that sick. I don't need Jesus. I don't need God. We just read that you are lost, you are blinded, you are deceived, you are dead. You need God. You can close your ears. It doesn't change the fact. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I hope that's not your choice. Some will try to cure themselves. They'll say, well, I don't really need God. I can get better. Can a blind person heal himself? Can a lost person find himself? Can a dead person give himself new life? No, no, no. Of course not. Jesus is the only remedy. Don't try to self-medicate. Don't try to get to God on your own terms. It's not going to work. There's an old saint, Thomas A. Kempis. He said, without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. And without life, there is no living. If you reject the remedy, you're rejecting the way, the truth, and the life. Fortunately, some will take the third option. Some will believe God's diagnosis and say, I didn't realize I was lost, but I am. I didn't realize I was deceived. That's the whole point of deception. You don't know you are until God shows you that. I didn't know I was dead in my sin. Some will believe God's diagnosis and receive the cure. They'll say, well, I am lost, and I want to follow Jesus because he's the way. I am deceived, and I want Jesus to open my eyes and give me the truth. I am dead. I want Jesus to give me eternal life and abundant life. Hopefully, that's the decision we're making today. Let's pray just for a moment. There may be some here who have yet to give their lives to Christ. He makes it very clear that he's the way, the truth, and the life. And you cannot come to the Father except through him. Would you say right now, I am lost, Jesus, and I want to follow you. I have been deceived, and I want to see the light. I want to see the truth. I have been spiritually dead and turned off, but I want you to turn me back on. Give me life. Come into my life and change me. If you pray that in your own words, in the quietness of this moment, Jesus will come in. He'll show you the way. He'll give you his truth. He'll give you his eternal life. You pray for a moment. Father, I pray that you confirm in our hearts the decisions people are making right now. Help us to follow through and get right with you. Let's look up again. You know, there's a lesson for all of us too. I'm assuming that most of you are already Christians. Most of you have already given your heart to Christ. You already found the way. You knew you were lost. What's that wonderful old hymn say? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. You sing that song because it's true to your heart. So what's the lesson for you today? The lesson for you is we should be thanking Jesus every single day that he rescued us. We could still be lost. We could still be blinded. We could still be dead if Jesus hadn't had mercy on us. Thank him that he sought you, that he rescued you, that he opened your eyes, that he gave you new life, new direction. Thank God every day that he's intervened in your life. And also pray for those around you that they would find the way, the truth, the life. Be the ones who point people to Jesus. Don't just try to give them Band-Aids and advice. Give them Jesus. He's the answer. He's the remedy. He's the cure. So that's the lesson for us, is walk out of here realizing there's power in the gospel. Jesus can transform lives. He transformed you. He'll transform others. Keep pointing people to Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Let me commission you. Father, we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus came to show us that. Lord, help us to be your ambassadors. Help us to tell others, to share with others the good news of Jesus, who forgives sins, who rescues the lost, who opens blind eyes, and gives us eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.